Country Pop FM.
Bob Almanac, brought to you by Authority Fence. Authority Fence, keep your kids safe, your yard private, and your pets secure with Authority Fence. With over 60 years of combined experience, family-owned, Authority Fence uses only premium-grade vinyl, chain-link, and aluminum maintenance-free fence products backed with a lifetime warranty. Enjoy safety, security, and privacy with Authority Fence. Go to authorityfence.com, click on their free fence estimator tab to get the ball rolling, or give their office a call now, 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist and a proud Minnesota licensed contractor since 1994. Today is Tuesday, March 26th, 86th day of the year. Neil, does it seem like we're 86 days in already?
It's gone by rapidly.
I think it's the lack of winter.
I think it is. And then I just thought, gosh, those days where we used to do the Bob Easter egg hunt, this snow would throw a monkey wrench into that.
Yeah, that would have been this Saturday. It is Holy Week this week. Happy Holy Week, by the way. 1827, Beethoven. He died on this day, Ludwig von Beethoven. Was he German or was he Austrian?
One of those. Austrian, I thought.
This, of course, is a fifth of Beethoven, Walter Murphy, but it's still Beethoven. This is the music treatment that he wrote.
Yes.
He was only 56 when he died.
Young man. Although in his time, that was probably the life expectancy.
56 was old back in 1827.
Yeah. Right on.
1926, first lip reading tournament was held. We used to have lip reading tournaments.
Tournament.
Held in America. I don't know if they still do that. And how do you win? How is it measured? How is it scored? A lot of questions need to be answered.
Accuracy and speed are critical.
You would think so.
Yeah.
On YouTube, they have what's called bad lip reading. And there's a classic one where it's Adrian Peterson after he almost broke the single season rushing record. And he's being interviewed by Pam Oliver on the Fox post-game show of a Vikings game. And basically what they do, it's called bad lip reading. They take a person talking, doing a whatever, an interview, but then putting words that look just like what they're saying. And it's hilarious.
It's an art form.
Because it looks like, have you seen this?
I've seen it on other things. Yeah.
It looks like they are actually saying those words, and it is funny. Be prepared to laugh. I'll tell you that right now. So a lip reading tournament. I'm not good at lip reading. I mean, I can read a few words, mostly swear words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get out, you're ugly, those kind of things. I can read those lips. There's people that do. There are people who are deaf who are very good at reading lips.
For sure. And we certainly saw it on episodes of many of our favorite old TV shows.
Well, Seinfeld had one that was very famous. It was Marlee Matlin.
Oh, sure.
Was on there. She was a deaf ball girl who was working the U.S. Open tennis.
Mm.
And I think it was George who hired her to do some lip reading because he thought that somebody was cheating on him or whatever, wanted to know what was going on. And, of course, as you might expect, hilarity ensued as there were some miscalculations and some misrepresentations and misunderstandings. They confused the word sleep with sweep.
Ah.
Let's sweep together and not sleep together.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine George could get going a little bit on that.
Here's a newsreel.
This is polio, the cruel centuries-old crippler of children. Enlarged 77,000 times, these are actual polio viruses. To the University of Michigan campus in 1955 came hundreds of scientists hoping to hear the words that would signal the end of polio's long and ruthless reign of terror.
Dr. Jonas Salk announced on this date in 1953 that he had successfully tested a vaccine against polio.
That was revolutionary.
The newsreel said 1955, so that was 2 years after the actual announcement that he had successfully tested a vaccine against polio. That was just his own test. Obviously, to actually mass produce it and use it in mass quantities, much more testing would be needed.
Pretty impressive, though. He's a very smart man.
And it was very important.
And hugely
polio
important.
Polio was bad, yeah. bad.
And now it's not even a thing.
Move on to 1979 now.
Next, President Sadat and Prime Minister Begin will sign a letter to President Carter recording agreement between Egypt and Israel concerning future negotiations implementing the Camp David frameworks.
The Camp David Accords, you had your Menachem Begin, your Anwar Sadat, and your Jimmy Carter who was there, and they joined in a six-hand embrace once it was all signed. The Camp David Accords. This date, 1979.
What happened then?
Yeah, what did happen?
Right.
It didn't...
Evidently.
Peace in the Middle East. They tried. We just tried.
We keep trying.
It just never works out. There's always something. Somebody always throws a wrench into the plans, I think, is what happens there. But 1979, kind of a big deal.
That was
in the
big
news.
Yep.
On that very same day. So what do you think is more colossal in the entire world? The meeting of Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat at the White House in Washington, D.C., or Larry Bird versus Magic Johnson, which happened on the exact same day, 1979.
It's all over! Michigan State University, national champions, 1979.
Judd Heathcote working the comb over, but that back in 1979, he combed his hair over his bald spot forward.
Yes.
Giving him like bangs. He combed it forward, and then later on in the 80s, he would comb it to his side.
Gene Cady style.
Yes, exactly. So Judd Heathcote, it was Magic Johnson.
Was that Keith Jackson there too?
The call?
Yeah.
No, that was Dick Enberg.
Oh, it was Dick Enberg.
Dick Enberg and Al McGuire.
Oh, yes,
on the call for NBC Sports as the Spartans defeated Larry Bird's Indiana State Sycamores and ended their 33-game winning streak.
Seems like Greg Kelser, was that his last name? He had a big day for Michigan State, too.
Well, they just kept feeding him.
Not just Magic, yeah.
They just kept feeding him.
Yeah.
And, you know, to win
him.
Big games like that, you have to have more than just one guy.
For sure.
Magic Johnson wasn't going to solely win that national championship. That was back in 1979.
Epic, though. That was a good one.
Yeah, we still talk about that today, obviously. 1981 on television.
And here comes our new staff surgeon. No! Welcome to General Hospital.
Steve, nice to see your friendly face when you walk in the door.
Well, I won't be here to greet you every morning, but you'll be seeing a lot of these two faces. Noah Drake, meet Dan Rooney, our administrator.
Mr. Rooney, nice to meet you.
Dan. Yeah, Rick Welcome. Springfield. Noah Drake made his debut on General Hospital. It was an historic day in soap operas, Neil.
Heartthrob. The ladies seemed to enjoy him.
He wasn't very believable as a surgeon. I mean, here comes a surgeon, and it's Rick Springfield.
Right.
You know, it wasn't all about actually looking like a surgeon back then. It was, you know, would you be able to drive ratings? Would you? Who are you trying to watch the soap operas, Neil? Who are they trying to get to watch the soap operas? Not guys like you and me.
No.
Housewives.
Yes.
And what do housewives want to see? They want to see Rick Springfield.
Rick Springfield. They don't care if he can handle a scalpel.
Right. Exactly.
And whatever.
So this was right before he got back into music and in his big hit, his album Working Class Dog with Jesse's Girl.
Oh, yeah.
So he had some minor hits, came out of Australia, had some hits in Australia, had some minor hits here in the 70s, and then got into acting. And then this date in 81, he was on General Hospital. And then, what was it, later in 81, maybe early 82, that album came out?
Sure.
And then he became just a two-sided star. I mean, TV and music.
Genius.
Rick Springfield. And then they brought him back like maybe, I want to say, 10 years ago or so.
Oh, they did.
They brought Dr. Noah Drake back on General Hospital. That was in 81. 85, we're just talking about this.
But I want to say thank you to you. I haven't had an orthodox career, and I've wanted more than anything to have your respect. The first time I didn't feel it, But this time I feel it, and I can't deny the fact that you like me right now. You like me.
Yeah, they like her, Sally Field. It's her second Oscar. I always thought that was her first Oscar
too.
Because of the way she acted. You know, you finally like me, you know. And that also is a misquoted quote. Everybody says, you like me, you really like me. She doesn't say really at all in that clip. It's just, you like me, you like me.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I hear somebody paraphrasing that quote or redoing the quote or quoting that quote, it's, you like me, you really like me.
Right.
But that's not right.
Well, we just heard it.
As we just heard, yeah, it was not right. But yeah, she won the Oscar for Best Actress for Norma Rae in 79. And then in 85, we were trying to think of the movie the other day. I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, what was it?
Because we were talking about Authority Fence. They like us. They really like us. They sponsor.
They really
the Bob
sponsored.
Almanac. So that was the reference we were doing. You remember that, don't you?
I do.
That was what we were doing. And this movie was Places in the Heart. Places in the Heart.
Got
more
it.
Basketball news. 1987, the National Federation of State High School Associations adopted the three-point shot.
Yeah, came 10 years too late for some of us.
In high school basketball, yeah, you would have been draining them left and right. From downtown, yes.
I had unlimited range.
Yeah, unlimited, and you had carte blanche.
I did.
Shoot,
I had a green light, and I had an itchy trigger finger.
Right, exactly. You were like Sulu in Star Trek, The Undiscovered Country, fire at will.
Right.
And it was originally 1909, but you know, the Big Ten dabbled with it before 1980 because the 86-87 season was official in college. But I remember the Big Ten having it prior to that, and the arc was actually inside of the top of the free throw circle.
Oh, wow.
Do you
wow.
remember that?
I don't.
Yes.
I always thought it was
inside. That's when it was 19 feet. And then it went to 19-9.
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah.
then it was in college. High school is still 19-9. College is 29. And now college is 22 feet, 1 3/4 inches. So they keep moving the college line back.
Pros, what, 23 and a half or something?
I thought it was 24.
Maybe it is 24.
But not all the way around because 24 would take you to the sidelines. They square it off on the sidelines. So it's 24 where it's arcing, but then it's actually closer in the corners.
Okay.
Because you notice they have to square it and run parallel along with the sideline. But that was this state basketball news in 87. 97.
Introducing new Lay's Wow Potato Chips. They taste just as good as regular Lay's. And because they're made with Olean, they're half the calories and 100% fat-free.
Dad, how are we going to get home?
You know, son, you worry too much.
New Lay's Wow. Life tastes good again.
Lay's, Doritos, Tostitos, they had Olestra in them. Beware, leakage may be ahead.
Mm.
Don't you remember these?
Mm-mm.
Anal leakage, Neil? Don't you remember these chips, or did you not try them, or you tried them and you don't want to admit it, that
maybe,
you had leakage?
Maybe that's what
Because this was Frito-Lay. They came out with this fake fat called Olean. And it was their Wow brand of chips.
Yes.
Doritos, Lay's, Ruffles, Tostitos.
Yeah, now you say
the technical Olean. Term was Olestra or Olean was the brand name. And abdominal cramping, leakage, problems. They weren't on the market for long, let's just say.
Well,
that.
And understandably so.
Yeah.
If you have to put them right next to Depends, then there is an issue.
That is an issue. Yeah, you put Depends right next to the chips.
Right.
You know. You just
just buy one, get one.
Usually it's just dip. You know, usually you just, you know, you put those corresponding products next to each other, you know, chips and then the dip right next to it. And then when you've got those other kind of things there, then you're starting to scratch your head and wonder
if you made that's a gamble I'm not prepared to take.
Did you make the correct decision in your purchasing?
Right.
2004.
Two girls for every boy.
So, remembering Jan Berry of the Jan and Dean singing duo. He was the one who was in the bad car accident and suffered a seizure at his home on this date in 2004.
He was young.
He was only 62.
That surfer
great.
Sound.
Yeah, they had the surfer sound going, Jan and Dean. And
gotta like it.
Remember Jan Berry today. We move on to birthdays. Bob Woodward helped take down a presidency.
He did. All the President's Men. Remember that movie?
Buddy Bernstein.
Carl.
So Bob Woodward, was he played by Dustin Hoffman or Robert Redford?
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, Bob Woodward, 81 today. She's a diva. Maybe the first. With no more room for lies. When she left the Supremes, she divaed it up.
She did.
Diana Ross, 80 today for
quite
Diana.
A singer, though. My turn. Part of the We Are the World thing, right?
She would sing this, My Turn. She'd be waiting at the buffet or in line for the Tilt-A-Whirl. We got more lead singers and music. Steven Tyler, Aerosmith.
He did pretty well.
Yeah, they were very popular out in the 70s, but then they carried over into the 80s. They were well into the early 90s, still doing albums and having hits.
Oh, yeah.
This song's off that Permanent Vacation album.
It's a good rock and roll song right
Dude
there.
Dude looks like a lady. This is Ragdoll. Steven Tyler.
How old is he today?
76. He likes to put those scarves on his mic stand.
Yeah, he does.
Vicki Lawrence, she's mama.
She's funny.
It means I break my back around here cooking and cleaning, and nobody ever gives me a whiff of help.
You want some help, all you have to do is ask.
All right, Naomi. Help me!
She was great as mama. And, of course, that started as a Carol Burnett bit.
Right.
And skit.
Turned into its own animal there. That's
and don't forget, she's a singer, too.
Yeah, she could sing.
The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
About
that was her
73
song.
73 or so.
Early 70s. Yeah, she's 75 today. You know, this is a big, busy time of the year for the What's Happening.
Oh, yes, we've had everybody.
Yeah,
now,
because we had Rerun, who's gone but not forgotten.
Right.
And we had...
yesterday.
Yeah, Haywood, what's his name? Guy played Dwayne. Yeah. Hey. And now it's Raj. Roger Thomas, Ernest Thomas.
And it is TV theme time.
Exactly. He was, Hey, Raj.
Is Mama home?
And he would say his mama home. And, of course, his little sister was annoying yet sarcastic, D. Ernest Thomas, 75 today. Martin Short.
Oh, this is too much. Wheel of Fortune. Give me a break. I couldn't be more excited, I must say. This anticipation, it's making me mental. But if they say yes, you can be on the show, I think I would go so crazy. It would be just the best. Mr. Sajak, I'd like to buy a vowel, please. And a free spin will be bad, I must say. Oh, and to get to meet Pat Sajak, like, I suppose you could do better than that. No way. Because it seems to me that he would be a pretty decent guy, I must say. What if we became best friends?
Ed Grimley, portrayed by Martin Short. Martin Short, 74 today. If you're wondering who... In all this hubbub about Kenny Chesney's birthday and the tickets and the... Text to Win Tuesday. What about Charlie McClain?
Oh,
I love you.
She's great.
Just the way you are. Sentimental old you.
Radio Heart. One of the all time.
Oh, yeah.
Like the nighttime meets the stars.
How old's Charlie?
You're the kind of dreamer that dreams big enough for two.
All right, I'm good with that. That's good country right
She's
there.
She's 68 today.
Very nice.
Charlie McClain is 68. We have...
Nobody puts Baby in a corner.
And you know who Baby is? Ooh. Of course, that's from Dirty Dancing.
Nobody
puts Baby in the corner. Patrick Swayze coming out. And Jennifer Grey, who is 64. Here is Kenny Chesney's mention. We know what he sounds like. Got the ticket text line Tuesday going on right now.
Yeah.
Kenny Chesney's 56 today.
Very nice.
56. So listen for the next keyword to
10:30.
Win at 10:30 today.
Oh, you're not looking at me.
Yes, you're pretty.
You're not looking at
me. Yes, you're pretty.
Do you think I'm pretty? Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
I love it. You're pretty. You're pretty. God, I just want to win.
She was driving the 40-year-old virgin home in her PB Cruiser. What is that? The Plymouth PD Cruiser, the PB.
Right.
And she's about to throw up all over.
PT. Yeah.
PT Cruiser.
Right.
That's it. She's looking for some French toast. Leslie Mann. is 52. And our rapper of the day is Juvenile.
Oh, boy.
Or it could be Juvenile.
Right.
I'm not sure, but he's 49 today.
All right. Let's move our way forward to Gone But Not Forgotten. We're going to start with a cake mix maker. He did more than that. He was actually a food critic at some point as well. Duncan Hines, you may remember.
Duncan Hines. Our cake's so moist, even unfrosted, the taste comes alive.
This cake's really moist.
That's what the giant says. Moist.
What giant, Robbie?
That giant.
Duncan Hines light deluxe too and
Daddy ate the cake before he was supposed to.
Oh.
That was the gist of the commercial. Were they the first ones to put pudding in their cake, or was that Betty Crocker?
I would like to say Duncan Hines, but there's nothing better than a Devil's Food chocolate Duncan Hines cake mix. And there he is. He was born in Bowling Green, Kentucky, died in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Duncan Hines, 1880. Have you ever seen A Streetcar Named Desire or A Cat on a Hot Tin Roof? The guy who wrote him, Tennessee Williams, big Pulitzer Prize winning playwright, 1911.
Big fan of the Glass Menagerie.
Yes.
That's another dandy.
Yes. What the guy was in, he was good friends with John Wayne, was in a lot of Duke's movies. I don't know, 8, 9, 10 episodes of Gunsmoke, hundreds of movies and shows. Cool Hand Luke, Butch Cassidy, Strother Martin.
He's also the owner of the Charlestown Chiefs.
Yes.
We're losing!
Teamwork, guys, more teamwork.
They're burying us alive!
Eddie Shore?
Oh, f*** on Eddie Shore!
Old-time hockey?
F*** on old-time hockey! You're ruining it! Boys!
He was wanting to sell the team, and if they don't perform, he wasn't going to make any money.
Right. So, he was encouraging. Strother Martin right there, the fine character actor, so good, and a very unique, you know, his voice, his delivery, pretty hard to miss. Strother Martin, born on this day, 1919. Sandra Day O'Connor, you may remember from our history book, she was the first woman ever to be named to the Supreme Court, and she was born on this day, 1930. He will forever be Mr. Spock, and he's been in lots of shows, Leonard Nimoy.
Live long and prosper, image of Sirach, father of all we now hold true.
Live long and prosper, Neil. I can't do that with my fingers.
Yeah,
I can't hold them together. You need muscle memory or something.
I am and always will be your friend.
That too.
Leonard Nimoy, born on this day, 1931. Alan Arkin was in many a show. Movies, different things, Academy Award-winning actor, 1934. Another guy who was in tons of great movies and shows. I first remember him in Brian's song, and then he was in many things, James Caan.
He was Brian Piccolo.
He was.
One liked to talk a lot.
You said, uh-huh.
The other was shy as a three-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Hey, rookies got to stick together.
Our story is about how they came to know each other, fight each other.
I'm going to whip you, Sayers. But you got to be at your best.
What a sad ending to that one. Huh?
If that doesn't make you cry, and that and Old Yeller, I mean, then there's something wrong with you. James Caan.
I don't think it's possible to watch those back to back.
No, not enough Kleenex.
Your emotions could not take it.
No, you really couldn't. 1940 for the very fine actor James Caan. Teddy Pendergrass, a fine singer, born on this day, 1950. They're all gone. But not forgotten.
Only one omission from your staff today.
That's not bad for my staff.
No, it is not bad.
They all said you were so tough. You're a beaten man, Fonzarelli.
Whatever you say, crew cut.
You are the last of the ducktails and leather jackets.
Oh, yeah? What about me, Kirk?
Officer Kirk, trying to run Fonzie out of town.
And here comes some more leather jackets.
That's a great... Everybody shows up. Mrs. C comes out in a jacket.
Yes.
Here comes Joni and everybody, Al.
The whole gang.
Ed Peck, who was Officer Kirk on Happy Days.
Fonzie had friends.
Oh, he had people backing him up and... end up running Kirk out of town.
Right.
The actor Ed Peck.
Now, what year?
1917.
Now they're all gone. But not forgotten.
And again, the Bob Almanac has been brought to you by Authority Fence. Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon with Sammy Kershaw, Third Rate Romance, Exile, Woke Up in Love, or It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere, Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett.
All right, AJ, Jimmy.
Here we go.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI.